K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, prime time edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition. Eddie Greer, your host, who lives in Manhattan, Kansas, a.k.a. the Little Apple, where we usually talk K-State athletics, cover all things K-State athletics. All right, let's make a pit stop here. Back to the gridiron in K-State football. This got kind of got put underneath the rug, just a little bit of a layer after what we've heard about the NIL and things like that already earlier this week. But K-State men's basketball has been taking center stage. But K-State football, Chris Kleiman and crew, Taylor Bratt, making some moves on the K-State football side, getting a couple JUCOs as well. I think all of these are JUCOs. About to list off here. Yes, it is. JUCO players, a.k.a. going the Bill Snyder-ish. Yes, I said it. The Bill Snyder-ish way, trying to get immediate impact. And we knew that Chris Kleiman and company, they were not done with transfers just yet. They got four of them. And we'll go ahead and start with Jaden Jackson, 6'1", 200-pound junior receiver from Mississippi, who caught 22 passes for 171 yards and a touchdown in his career with Ole Miss. This is an SEC transfer that played 22 games for Ole Miss. So SEC speed coming onto this team, like they need another receiver again on this team already. And for the last since the Purple Project podcast, the start of this podcast, the receiving group for K-State has been the strong unit on this offense. No offense to, obviously, Skylar Thompson, who got drafted to Miami Dolphins at round 7. But, obviously, you know, we know the struggles of getting the ball to your playmakers, a.k.a. Courtney Miscam, last couple years, not getting the ball to your handlers. This has been well documented on this very podcast. And now it's add another receiver. Not only that, but a little more speed. You already have Malik, Cade, Phillip Brooks. I can go down the line here once again. So, and with the way that we saw that offense move against LSU, yeah, they had their second unit and whatnot, but I don't care. I don't give a damn. We moved the ball on that defense. LSU's known for speed and talented defense. So they're trying to make excuses. Maybe they still are making excuses now that under Brian Kelly. Maybe that's probably a shot. But, you know, we moved the ball on those guys. And the way Colin Klein's system's going to work, he wants to put the ball. If that's a sneak peek of what we're going to see this upcoming fall, then we're going to be in for a freaking treat. I tell you that. So that's another receiver on the offensive side of the ball. Anthony Frias, a 5'10", 205-pound running back. This is what's badly needed for Case. They need to stack up the backfield a little bit. Always, we know what Deuce can do. Not going to go down the whole biography on that. But they need somebody. They need a couple backs to back up Deuce Vaughn. Obviously, fullback. Applaud the offensive staff for trying to put fullback back there, Jacksonine. But you need an actual running back that is going to spell Deuce Vaughn, give some critical good carries in there, add a little dynamic to this offensive game plan here. And hopefully, Frias can do that. 5'10", 205 from, he's coming from JUCO in California. Modesto Junior College in California. He rushed just over 850, 17 touchdowns in 11 games. That's for productivity right there. We're talking about that young man. And then Jordan Wright. This one is a huge one. These next two are defensive backs, and one of them comes from a school that we should already know. Jordan Wright first. 6'1", 175-pound DB from Fullerton Community College, from the same state as Anthony Frias, but different school. So, we knew they needed a couple of bodies in the back. On the back end, you lost Jerron McPherson last year, and you lost T. Denson in the transfer portal, and maybe another one in there as well. So, this roster is starting to take place here over last weekend. And Drake Cheatham, I'm going to butcher your last name, I apologize for that, 5'10", also 5'10", 185 DB, who has spent the last 3 years at Prairie View A&M. And he got a shout out from former K-State DB, now on the Kansas City Chiefs and Purple Project podcast alum, Reggie Stubblefield. So, that episode is out. If you're looking for more K-State content to add to your encyclopedia, definitely make sure you add the Purple Project podcast to your list of Kansas State podcasts. We had Cheatham play 3 seasons with Prairie View and A&M, and he is now the newest Prairie A&M transferee on this team. So, if he's anything like Reggie said or tweeted out recently, then we're going to be in for another good treat on the defensive side of the ball. So, 2-2, you got 2 on the offensive side and 2 on the defensive side that could very well play immediate impact, or should play immediate impact, especially on the running back side. We already stacked that right out. This is just another weapon on that side. And RJ, shout out RJ Garcia. I made it a player profile a while back on, and you can find it on the archives on the show, a while back on him, and he's been getting a lot of praise prior to, obviously, spring ball kind of ending already, but he got a lot of praise in that time frame as well. So this team, if obviously you're still holding out that Adrian Martinez can get healthy in time for the season to start, and you got him, you already got a loaded backfield now. Officially, you got receivers on the outside, to tight ends, and a pretty good offensive line. This could shape up to be a big year. And obviously, we're going to get down to the predictions, all that other stuff. And everyone's predicting the ceiling, possibly 10 games. And it's more like maybe 8 or 9. More like 9. But I ain't going to rule out the 10 rule deal. That's everything has got to shake out right. Just like my buddy on the NASCAR side told me over the weekend, everything's got to shake out the right way. Everything's got to play out right in your hand to get there. And K-State, we're still holding out that K-State football on the football side can take that next step and get out of that 8-win range. That's something that Coach Clement has done the last two of his first 3 seasons here in Manhattan. Get out of that. And I know Alex has made it known on the show that this, and we both made it known on the show that This is big time year, so I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. But JUCOs rule this podcast, 4 of them, land for K-State football, and we look forward to see what they do. Obviously, you got summer workouts, and then obviously we're going to get to fall camp. Before we know it, fall camp's going to be here. It feels like summer already with this heat being turned up already. Typical Kansas, baby. Got all that rain. And we were right in it. We didn't even get a spring, pretty much. Right in the summer, baby, where you're soaking wet or run, or no matter what, running in the morning, afternoon, or later in the evening, that relief. So, yeah, you just don't know what you're going to get around this time. But, yes, not to get off to the rabbit hole, congratulations to those 4 guys. Again, let's just go down the list one more time from the bottom to the top of this. Drake Cheatham, Jordan Wright. Jordan Wright was the latest recruit. Anthony Frias and Jaden Jackson, the Purple Project Podcast. You want more content? Make sure you hit the subscribe button to the Purple Project Podcast for more K-State content this summer. Yes, we're about to hit the that part of the schedule where everything kind of goes quiet a little bit, but there are some activities going on within the program. Obviously, women's basketball doing the 4-on-4 again. That's going on. Golf, men's golf hitting the regionals, so we'll be keeping track on that. Baseball coming to the end of their 2022 campaign as well. You want to make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast for that. But that's going to do it for right now. Eddie Greer, go Cats! You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast daily.